Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, and guess what? I got a postcard! Obviously, to George, because I did send a bunch of cards to George in preparation for today. Happy birthday, George. But this one, I just released a video, Modern Day Slavery. Do you think you know anyone besides your dad who has the courage and love to take that on? Love, Dad. When I did that Modern Day Slavery video, it was a significant emotional toil for me. It's reminiscent of, I think often, I don't know where the verse is, that you forgot your first love in the Bible. And it's always sunk in with me. How did the Lord get me? He got me involved in pro-life activity because it seemed not like a good idea to kill your kid. It just didn't seem right to me. And it was through that the Lord brought me to Him. And obviously I was involved in the ministry and so forth, and it expanded to other areas, and slowly but surely included slavery. And obviously the reason I got to slavery more pronounced with this video is because of the fundamental aspect for that, the whistleblower. Because, again, my tagline for myself, I'm the repeat offender. And I know the cost. But it is George's birthday. So I did my normal now. I went out over there, a couple hundred feet, whatever, because I got a big yard, and go down a bit and in the woods. And it's become my tradition. It's where I do my happy birthday stuff. And I did a fairly short thing. Reason being is I made it short enough in order to be able to compress it, keep it reasonable, and send it to my family. But I cheated today. Instead of sending it from janetkozlowski.org, I sent it from the shofarleaks.gmail. I have a couple of Gmail accounts that I use for a variety of test purposes and things of that nature. One is the shofarleaks one. And I figured quite probably, I could be wrong, but quite probably that those may not be blocked by my family. And maybe with at least one, I will get through. So in that hope, that's what I did. Whether or not it worked, I don't know. But I did that. And I really think because, George was the one who said, I wish we were family again. And I've obviously echoed that back over and over again. It's why I did such a huge list of postcards specifically to George. And as you see from the video, which actually, for the video version of this, I'm going to drop that in right now. So, what you see is there's a stack of cards. I had 8 in hand, and there's a bunch more on the wall. And obviously, one of the things I did in the video is show that wall. Because that's also, I would suggest, kind of a big deal. So when you look at that wall, this is the wall. Oh, well, it's right there. Hey, wow, how interesting. But of course, obviously what I did is I had the camera in hand and I did notice because at lunch, I was watching a thing from a group called the Gray Zone. And they're politically left. And I find them fascinating because one of the things, especially the program that I watched today, one of the things is they're complaining about, and they've been doing this a lot, a whole bunch of the politically left are falling in line. The political left used to be known as anti-war, and not at all anymore. I was in the middle of watching it and I stopped. I haven't finished it, but they were talking about this program, Democracy Now, what's the woman's name? And, you know, she's interviewed some very provocative fellows, a lot of whistleblowers and so forth, and I think done a reasonable job about that. But what I was talking about is one of the ones that she interviewed was many years ago, Julian Assange, and kind of did a little twist there because she was falling in line with basically, I would suggest, her funders. I think that's what they suggested. And I found that fascinating. So, you know, the political right has fallen apart, I think, a lot because they've fallen into where the money is and the political, or they, you know, and the political left has done the same thing in a different way, but, you know, the same thing. So it's not about politics. It's, the expression is which side your bread is buttered on or whatnot. In other words, where are the bucks coming from? I mean, they're bought. The left and the right, they're bought. It's just amazing. But anyway, but the point is, the picture of the wall, and obviously I was still of that because, you know, I did pan all those cards, all these cards right here. And again, I got to remember next time to hopefully get some more pins so I can finish at least, you know, so I don't have that little gap on the bottom here. Because, you know, I have plenty here. This is, you know, a big stack of that. Yeah, the love that's shown to me. But, you know, when I did that, I decided what I would do is I would just simply do a quick pan in order to emphasize the cards on the wall. But I also started, you know, after the fact, I looked at that picture and I thought, this guy's strange. This guy's a little bit odd because what do I have on there? There's a whole bunch of my family, you know, and of course I did start by showing, you know, basically kind of the middle there with George, then below that is George, and below that with, in my lap is George, Jack, and Walter. Zadok wasn't with us at that point yet. But so, you know, I started with that and then of course panned the cards. But, you know, and I thought about it, looked at the other cards. And it's, you know, I got whistleblowers, a whole bunch of things from collateral murder. You know, I got literal slaves, you know, Oleg Melnikov, who's, you know, freed some slaves. I have that great picture of my car, you know, and my Black Families Matter sign that, you know, given I did the art. I am the artist here. but I'm a strange fellow, I guess. But anyway, I wanted to get that message across to George, and I'm hoping that because of the fact I sent it with this Gmail account, somebody may get it, and somehow George might find out. If he sees this, what will he think? What will a member of my family think if they see this? And I wasn't aware of all the postcards that were being sent. You know, my guess is if it gets to Tirza, Jack, I don't remember if and Julia might. Well, Julia, my guess is Julia and my wife still communicate. My guess is. But that's just a guess. I don't have any evidence for it. Just that they're in, you know, the same city or roughly. The last thing I heard about Eric Lee and my wife, there seems to be a tension there. Although they seem to be serving, you know, the same state, the same God, you know, atheism. Jack, you know, again, I really wonder about the way my wife is and Jack, you know, the homosexual. How much difference is there? I don't know. Which concerns me. And then, of course, you know, if Tirza has indeed, which is only a guess, grabbed onto the world, Again, what difference is that between that and my wife, it seems? But, you know, I don't know. The only thing I have is slight hints because of lack of dialogue. But if somehow George were to see this, you know, I try to keep it short. It's under 2 minutes. Just barely, but still, it's under 2 minutes. And if George sees that, what will it do? What kind of impact could that have? I wonder. So I made that effort today. Two other things. One, fairly quickly, I am striving. I have a bug that I'm looking for, and I've added some diagnostics in hope to help find things, stabilize some stuff. My objective is to have enough stability tomorrow to be able to go to a small list of people and say, this is the plan. I put some documentation, just kind of a brief thing, because, you know, the idea of when I was doing the secure communications back, you know, many years ago, starting in the 90s, myself, the secure communications in the 90s, you know, I was obviously doing cryptography since the 70s, but I started doing it myself with my software, and it kind of, because of issues, it only got slow. I got more serious in the, around 2011. And it seemed clear. One of the things is the big players, and this is the problem I have. The big players, they're going to come and have all the fancy tools because they have a huge staff, which, you know, work 4 hours a week, so they can produce a lot of software. and they will produce. They have a huge infrastructure in place, and so they it's not a level playing field. And because of the fact they offer all these services, they have your data. And because they have your data, it's a problem. So I was working on the model back in 2011 of how do you keep your set of data? And I figured, what's a good way to do that? And I thought of the idea because I was using a lot this folder that, the folder I had that I would carry around didn't close, but I was familiar with the ones that did have little snaps on them, and I thought that's the model, and I called it a portfolio, because so I figured you put your data in a portfolio, so therefore I acquired in 2011 Shofar Portfolio, and I put together some ideas, some documentation, and so forth. And put it online. And then, of course, the collapse of 2012 and the abandonment, all those kind of things. So the stuff was there, but then I changed the front end of it just to say, you know, be back Monday. And because of the fact that I was going to use that again, I ended up grabbing the site, and I put some stuff in there, and I noticed that it's there, but there's no links to it, is the old documentation. And I started looking at it. It's kind of like, it's this basically the same idea. There's been some clarification on things of that nature, but it's the same idea from 2011. And it's time, 12 years, it's time. So Lord willing, that'll transpire. It is my hope that tomorrow email will go out, and at least one party will come to the table and be someone who will actually engage with me, not just, oh, isn't that quaint, but okay, try this. I've already have, Chris is already there, but of course there's pressure with Chris. But anyway, I'm hoping, and then of course there's the financial aspect, because this is a problem. But one last thing. I have a number of good friends, people I respect, people I've known for years. Some of these people are getting older, just like me. Some of them are even older than I am. And you hear about things where sometimes people are a little discouraged. Where do I know this? So I wrote an email in response. Well, I had a short dialogue with a gentleman, and I wanted to encourage him. And there are three, because it was applicable in our dialogue, there are three ideas that I have dwelled on along a lot from the scripture, and I really think they're important. One starts from, it's quoted from Micah. So Micah 7, put no trust in a neighbor, have no confidence in a friend. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your arms, in other words, your wife. For the son treats the father with contempt, the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. I hate that verse. Jesus quotes it basically in Matthew 10:36, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. And I have experienced this, and I'm not unique. And this is why I bring it up. The important relationship is with our Creator. We love those, especially our family, because there's a bias. We all have that bias. We love them, even if they don't love us. You know, you love them even if you don't love them. Even if you don't get love back, you love them anyway. Because if you get love back, but that's easy. But to love when you don't get love back, that's real love. But I hate that verse. And a person's enemies would be those of his own household. I hate that verse. The other one. It's in Matthew 10, Matthew 24, and Mark 13, the idea. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And it's kind of like, you know, because it's consistent with the idea of, I mentioned where fight the good fight is literally agonize the good agony, or struggle the good struggle. Agonizomai the good agon. But the endure aspect is not just simply, oh, I gotta, you know, fight the good fight kind of thing. But it's it's made up of two words in the Greek. It's basically abide under. The one who endures to the end abides under. Abides under what? And if you look in context, abides under love, God's love to you. So what we're enduring in this life, what we're abiding under, it's not that we're enduring the pressure of the world, but we're abiding under the Lord's grace, His love. And I really think that was interesting to look at. That was a big deal. And the final verse, which is something that I would so desire to live out, it has been and remains my desire. But the gentleman concerned, apparently, to my joy for him, and I hope it's his joy, I sense it is, he's living this. One of my favorite verses, you know, contrast with the the first ones, Ecclesiastes 9:9. Enjoy life with the wife whom you love, all the days of your vain life that he has given you under the sun, because that is your portion in life and in your toil at which you toil under the sun. It's here, go work, you know, the ground that is cursed. You're toiling under the sun, however it applies to an individual. But enjoy life with the wife whom you love. By the way, that lady right there, you know, right there and so forth. That's the woman I love. The woman I would like to live this verse out with. If it's not with that woman, it won't happen, because there's only one woman for me. That's it. One. There is no one else. And I find significant joy in seeing that in someone else. I saw, I'll try to remember to put the picture, link the picture. Somebody did, it was like on Telegram, you know, I'm not on these things. But I saw somebody mention it, so I have it. Made the comment about very few people now have a marriage that lasts more than 20 years. And unfortunately, that's, my wife abandoned me just after 20 years. We're still married, according to the Lord, but, you know, she doesn't believe that because her God is the state, unfortunately, not Christ. Because Christ says very clearly, I'm alive, she's my wife. Very simple. But the picture is from behind a couple walking. They're quite old, really, really old, with their arm around each other. And I really think that's a magnificent photo and a joyous thought to see, you know, because it was, oh, I need to find that too. I saw years ago a couple in their 90s who were celebrating like 60, maybe it was even 70 years together. Laughing and laughing and laughing. A long-term relationship gives you a bind that is fantastic. I would suggest one of the reasons why I can laugh so well with Chris is he's not a new friend. I've known him for over a decade. And so because we know each other enough, when we find something that we both find humorous, we can laugh together with more intensity. And I think when a man and a woman have that bond for years or decades, it's fantastic. It's something I would encourage, endorse, and I celebrate when I see it. Occasionally I see it. I still want to live it. Ecclesiastes 9:9. Enjoy life with a wife whom you love. I want to do that. Dorothy Jane, my lady. I want to enjoy life with the wife whom you love. You're my wife, whom I love. The one and only. And I want you back. Oh, and happy birthday, George.